My name is Nikki Shepherd. I'm from EMF Protection. We know that 5G and EMF shielding, everybody's interested in how to improve their health. So it's a perfect alignment with the conference. And from speakers to delegates, we've had so many interesting conversations with people about improving their EMF exposure, either at home or in their clinics. So what we want to do is educate practitioners, but everybody really, how to spot electrosensitivity in patients and how to educate patients on EMF exposure, how to measure it, which meters to use, you know, what different types of EMF exposure there is, and break it down step by step so that people understand, you know, what we're dealing with here and deal with these chronic so-called autoimmune issues that are on the rise.
I mean, the main problem is you can't see this stuff. So how do you detect it? And how, the two questions, how do you detect EMF and how do you know if you've got a medical problem which may be being caused by either mobile data networks, Wi-Fi or some other kind of electrosmog? Firstly, the first one is how do you know?
You know, well, what we do is we encourage people to educate themselves and use meters. So there are different types of meters for different types of exposures.
But what are the sorts of ailments that might be caused by this? So you can at first at least get a clue as to whether it might be being caused by EMF.
Well, typical symptoms might be, and I'm talking about myself as well because I've had the experience, would be chronic fatigue, quite severe sleep issues, or people that say they sleep okay but they wake up exhausted. Brain fog is another big one. That's a huge symptom in the electrosensitivity arena. And then there are other things like digestive issues. So certain frequencies can cause certain symptoms in the body. So for one, it might be migraines. For another person, it might be IBS issues. And the problem is people don't associate those so-called everyday symptoms with something they've just been exposed to, which is an invisible toxin.
So what do you do if you suspect that it might be being caused by EMFs, your problem? How can you find out how much EMF is around because it's invisible?
People need to start doing their research and learn for themselves. Yes, you can pay for a building biologist or an EMF surveyor, but I think everybody nowadays should be thinking about getting their own EMF meters and assessing their workspace at home, because we know a lot more people are working from home. We need to start hardwiring our homes. We don't actually need Wi-Fi. People need to let go of the concept of Wi-Fi. We start using Ethernet cables and going back to basics. It's something I do and the whole team does. It makes a massive difference to the amount of accumulative exposure that you're getting throughout the day. So yes, you can do a survey, but one of the things we want to do going forward is to educate people through EMF Health Academy, which is going to create a community of people around the world. We've built a private platform to encourage people to come onto the platform and then learn through a step-by-step monthly webinar with a live Q&A, and that will be with a CEO who's got 20 years' experience in the industry. And there'll be other experts coming on the panels. We'll also be talking about heavy metal detoxification, because that's got a massive impact on someone's sensitivity to EMF. You know, there's a massive correlation between the amount of metals like mercury, lead, aluminium, thallium, cesium, and, you know, things like pesticides that we all have in our blood. Once we start taking those toxins out, we can tolerate a lot more exposure.
Sounds at least positive. Whereabouts do people find you and how can they get on board? Because I think for a lot of people, this is something that many people are just becoming aware of, just how much electromagnetic radiation there is floating around our houses and our bodies.
Well, people go to our website, which is www.emf-protection.co.uk. There's a page on there for EMF Health Academy, and if you go and sign up, We're starting the course in September, but we'll be sending out information prior to the start.
One of the basic things has got to be detectors. So, you know, maybe someone just down the street from you has got a detector. You don't have to go and splash out on one, and that you can actually link up with someone with similar concerns. Is that feasible?
That is feasible. We do encourage people to start creating groups and measuring the exposure. That's, you know, obviously we know there's an increase in equipment and technology on the streets. So we need to think about what's on the outside of our homes and offices, but we also need to think, you know, it's very important to work out what's going on the inside of the buildings. And that's not just, you know, Wi-Fi. We always tend to think about mobile phone masts and lampposts, but the wiring in our homes is giving off huge amounts of dirty electricity, because the systems now, the circuits, are not built for the amount of appliances we're putting on the circuits. There's so many things you can do, but I always encourage people to take it step by step, very slowly, you know, just try one thing at a time, and do your own research, and buy. There are products that you can buy for shielding. You've got to see how your body feels and assess it, and the company give a lot of advice.
The obvious thing to do is just switch off your Wi-Fi and plug a little wire into your router and into your laptop, and that's going to save a hell of a lot of electro smog. Anyway, look, thanks ever so much for joining us, and very best of luck with all you're doing.
Thank you very much. It's good to talk.